This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And at 9:06, you're listening to WSMI AM 1540. It's the Wednesday Talk Show. I'm your host, Tobin Ott, alongside everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus. Uncle Ralph, how are you today, my friend?
Wonderful. Yeah.
You got your holiday shopping already started?
Got her done.
Really?
Yeah. No problem.
You went to the mine and got a whole bunch of coal, didn't you? That's
yep,
what you did.
Yep.
Sorry to ruin the gifts for everyone, but that's pretty smart there. We have a couple of good guests here today. This is our annual technology show for the Wednesday Talk Show. Rhonda Jurgena from SavuTech and Sarah Zumwalt are our guests, and we're going to be talking about computers, iPads, Kindles, whatever we want to throw out there. It's coming your way right after this. Hold on.
Making final arrangements at the time of need is difficult for even the strongest of families. While we do everything we can to make things easier, there is a better way. At Plummer Funeral Home, we offer pre-arranged funeral planning, allowing you to make your wishes known in a quiet, dignified way. It gives you time to consider the different options and then create a personalized service that will reflect your individual wishes and beliefs. Plummer Funeral Home, the locally owned hometown funeral home, your neighbor and your friend.
And we're back on the Wednesday Talk Show. Our guests this week, Rhonda Jurgena and Sarah Zumwalt, Tobin Ott and Uncle Ralph Niehaus, along with you. And ladies, welcome to the program. How are you two today?
Thank you. Just fine. Thank you.
And we are here to talk about computer safety. And Rhonda, let's start things off with the holiday season. I know this is kind of a time where laptops and iPads and all that come into play. In your estimation, where do we stand with all the technology that's out there right now?
There's lots of it out there, lots of good technology coming out. Everybody wants something different, something new. And the best thing to do to protect any of your laptops or your desktops, make sure that you have current virus protection and make sure you have current Adobe and Java updates.
And we've talked about that before,
yes,
along with virus protection, because I know there's a lot out there. AVG, McAfee, Norton.
Kaspersky, Trend Micro. It goes on and on.
And is there a good program that is A, affordable, and B, will get the job done?
I personally think, Steve and I at SavuTech, we recommend AVG 2013. We find that it's a very good virus protection. Catches anything. Unfortunately, sometimes those viruses do sneak through and you can't do anything about it. But that one is very good at keeping the viruses off. Also, you got to make sure that you have your current Adobe and Java updates, because that will also keep viruses off your computer.
Adobe, and that allows you, for those playing at home,
right,
allows you to look at PDF files and all that good
that
stuff.
That is correct. So, and a lot of people write viruses in PDF form, and if you have the current update, you won't get that virus because most likely they wrote it for the previous update.
And the computer business is like the age-old story about Mother Nature. You know, you build a better mousetrap, and Mother Nature will build a smarter mouse. And that seems to be what goes on with hackers. We build a better program, and they come along and find a way to bust it.
That's right, they do. And usually, it's pretty young kids that are writing the viruses to get in there to hack and things like that.
And the thing like with the computer industry, and you could probably verify this, it's like a car. You can buy a new computer, and the minute you take that thing out,
the resale value has dropped.
it's already yes, down in value, and then the game's already changed because, oh, by the way, now this has got this. It changes quite a bit.
It does. It's just like buying a car. And it's also, if you treat your car by taking it to get tune-ups to the shop, you also should do that with your computer. Make sure that your computer is up to updates, up to virus protection, everything else like that.
Now, let's talk about that. How often should a computer be sent in? Is it a yearly thing?
I would say once a year. Just make sure that you get the registry cleaned up, because there's things that always start running in the registry that you don't know that are in there. Make sure the virus protection is current, all the updates, everything like that. Once a year would be perfectly fine for your computer.
What is the procedure once I find that a virus has hit my computer? What do I need to do immediately?
Immediately, the best thing I recommend is turn it off, because Because once that virus gets in there, there's a new virus called the FBI fake alert. It takes your computer and just shuts it down. It tells you it wants your credit card information and to send it in. And the best thing to do, turn off your computer, give me a call, or just bring it into SaveUtech, and we can get that off of there. The longer the virus stays on the computer, the harder it is to get out.
And in one thing we need to make a mention with the viruses, that doesn't mean you were searching adult sites or something like that. It could you can get a virus from
going
anywhere.
Google, anything like that. You can get a virus from anything. Emails, people send lots of jokes and things like mm-hmm. that. You can get it from emails. You can get it just by surfing a regular website.
And, of course, the game, we were talking a little bit about the game. The game has changed quite a bit where now you're looking at not only just laptops, but now they've kind of lost a little weight in that top half feature, and now an iPad, whatever it's called now. Sarah, and this is your kind of expertise. Tell us a little bit about, let's say, the iPads and the iPods.
Well, the iPad actually is basically a little tiny computer. It does the same thing that a desktop will do for the most part. They don't run PDF files because they don't have Flash, so you can't do some of the websites that you have. But the reason that I'm interested in the iPads and also the e-readers is for e-books, which is very popular. Everybody's talking about e-readers and e-books, and the iPad does that as well.
And in your association, we should mention this, your director of the Litchfield Public Library, mm-hmm. Your association with that, and having ebooks, are you seeing a lot of your clientele that come into the library requesting ebooks or that way to do it that way?
It's starting to go that way. We still have just as many people come in the library. The common thing is I have to hold the book in my hand. We have a lot of people who feel that way. But for people who maybe aren't readers or aren't library users, the Nook and the Kindle are the way to go because you don't have to worry about returning it on time. You don't pay a fine if it's late. You have one device that you can hold in your hand, put it in your purse, put it in your briefcase, and carry 1,000 books.
Will that make the library industry a lot easier as the books go electronically, or will it be a little, I guess, difficult now to keep track of everything?
It's actually just another step. We don't keep track of the e-books. We're a member of Overdrive Consortium, which is a bunch of libraries in what used to be the Lewis and Clark Library System. There's 31 libraries involved. We have a database of shared ebooks and e-audios that you can join for $20 a year through the library. Gives you unlimited access to anything. And it's just something that once you're a member, you're there. And we don't know what you check out. We don't keep tabs on what you check out. It's just something that it might make it easier for those patrons who don't come to the library to get books.
And with the iPad, you got to keep in mind you've got, applications that you can download and that. You got to be careful because once their memory is gone, it's gone. And some of these applications, like, what's the latest one? Word with Friends. Words with Friends, Angry Birds.
We have 4 versions of Angry Birds on our iPad because there's Angry Birds Star Wars, Angry Birds Holidays, Angry Birds HD, and Angry Birds Rio. And all of those take up memory on your iPad. And the iPad minis are coming out now, which are mm-hmm. cheaper. Mm-hmm. They start at 16 gigs. I have a 16 gig iPad. I'm nowhere near filling it up, and we have a ton of apps on it. But we don't have documents. We don't have anything that we save as far as text files or anything like that. So the more of that you put on your iPad, the more ebooks you put on, the more memory you use.
Absolutely. Uncle Ralph, you're lost in the shuffle here, aren't you?
I'm just sitting here listening, trying to confuse myself, and so far I've done a good job.
The computer industry, Rhonda, let's go to you. Mm-hmm. The holiday season, I know a lot, that's the time where laptops, iPods, come into the conversation about, I would really like to have this for Christmas. What's the best way when you look for like a laptop computer to, take a look and make sure it fits your needs?
Well, it's pretty much how much portability do you want? Do you want the laptop? Are you just going to, if you want a desktop, are you just planning on using it at home on your desk and that's it? Laptop, do you want to take it around with you around your house? Do you want to take it on vacation? an iPod or an iPad, both of those are very, as Sarah said, very movable, portable, so that way you can take them with your purse and things like that. You could go into Walmart or Best Buy or Target, whatever, and look up an app real quick for coupons.
And you can use them on a plane, right, too, if it's on airplane mode, if I'm not mistaken.
Right. And laptops, you can't take all, you can't take that into a store with you. That's the big difference. It depends on how movable, how much you want to be able to go, where you want to go with your technology.
There are a lot of things you can do on a computer that you can't do on a tablet or an e-reader.
Okay.
So it depends on what you want. If you create a lot of documents like brochures and if you do photo editing and things like that, it's much easier on a computer or a laptop than it is on an iPad.
And I guess the thing to consider is, and maybe I'll just throw this out at you, is it wise to have, how am I going to put this, one computer that will be designated for basically your documents, like if you're using that as a word processor and business type things, and then you have like another computer that can be used solely for games. Is that a
The iPod and the iPad can be pretty much, like Sarah said, used for games. If you want to type your documents and things like that, of course the laptop is the way to go. I think it also depends on the person. Everybody's got different ideas what they want to do with it, and whatever you want to do, I mean, all you have to do is just give me a call at Save You Tech and I can kind of give you some options, and this is what you can do from there.
That was going to be my next question, and you basically already answered it. For the person who wants to, let's just say, get started with a computer, the best thing for them to do is to come to you and and tell you what they have in mind, and you can suggest what you would have in mind and go from there.
Right. And I sit down with customers every day to say, okay, what are you looking for? What do you plan on doing with it? Do you plan on staying at home? Do you plan on taking trips with it, going shopping with it? What do you plan on doing? And I sit down with them. We don't keep a whole lot of computers in stock on our business because I like to sit down with the customer and personally find out what they do so that way they don't get all the stuff that they don't really need on their computer.
And that's key, just to make sure that it fits the need, because whether individuals like it or not, there's a lot of choices.
There's a lot of choices.
Out there, whether it's Dell, HP, so on and so forth.
Right.
There's a lot of choices, and that's just for the computer. Then you go into printers and monitors.
Right. There's a lot of choices out there for everybody, and it's hard to decide. And even once you decide what brand of computer you want, then you have the processor size, the hard drive size, the memory size that a lot of people don't quite understand. And that's why whenever they come in to talk to me, I can say, okay, what do you really do for your computer? What do you do with it? Do you just surf the internet and check email? Well, then you don't need that large of a hard drive and that large of memory. That's just come to see me at Save You Tech and I can help you out with that.
And the thing is, we touched a little bit like printers.
Right.
Make sure when you buy a printer that if you handle toner, that the toner for a specific printer is at your place or at, no offense, Walmart or something along those lines, so it's easy acceptable. Because I know for a fact, Dell, you can't, it's hard to get Dell toners.
Right.
You have to order it from the company to get it, and that's going to take some time to get a toner, and it and it'll save you money in the long run.
That's right, and there's new printers out there now. HP has the new ePrint, where you can print from your phone, your iPhone, your Android, whatever. You can print documents from your phone, which seems to be a pretty hot item right now.
How does that work? With Bluetooth technology?
Bluetooth, wireless Wi-Fi. technology, yep.
Man, the game has changed.
Totally.
We're in Bluetooth, wireless, Wi-Fi.
Everything's wireless and stuff like that. So, yeah.
The holidays are usually a pretty good time to get an e-reader like a Nook or a Kindle or an iPad. And the library is going to offer a book a librarian during January. You can call the library and make an appointment. Bring in what you got for Christmas. Bring in your new toy. We'll help you set it up, make sure it does what you want it to do, link you to the library's Overdrive Consortium if you need to, and just give kind of a hands-on look at what it can do, because they're really great, but they can do a lot more than you think they can. Mm-hmm. And there are some things they cannot do. So we'll try to run you through the...
And with the e-books, you got to keep in mind there are some fees that go along
right.
with it. Because I don't think it's very few that are free and open that you could just download for your enjoyment. Most books have, like, I think it's like, what, 99 cents or something along those lines?
They start at that. When the Nooks and the Kindles first started to come out, Amazon and Barnes & Noble both offered free books, tons mm-hmm. and tons of free books. Mm-hmm. Now those free books are getting more and more limited. They're doing a lot of self-pub books, which may or may not be well written, may not be accurate, but most of the books start at 99 cents and then go up to, I think the last James Patterson was $15 for ebook and it was $30 for the hardback. So they're out there. If you buy a Nook, you can only order books from Barnes & Noble. If you get a Kindle, you can only order from Amazon. If you have an OverDrive account, you can use any of those devices
okay.
to download.
When you first ventured into this computer business, did you have any idea in your wildest dreams the advancement, as quick as it has happened, would take place in the computer industry?
Well, in the past, say, 25 years, the computers have just grown so much and things like that, that every day there's something new coming out. Every day that there's something, there's a new piece of technology out there for somebody. I mean, if it's not your GPS or Kindle, iPad, iPhone, you name it, it's out there. And there's something new coming out every day, and it's amazing.
It's, I guess you could compare it to that little gadget we carry around called a cell phone. I am amazed every time I go in for an update on my cell phone, and at the store they start showing me, well, now, you don't have this on your phone, but it's available now. It just
right.
blows your mind what the technology and how rapid it is
yes.
advanced.
Yes.
I would love to see you as a texter.
I would.
Get those thumbs exercises.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I have five thumbs on each hand.
I could see you sitting there eating dinner like,
yeah.
Are you actually tech?
Yeah.
I am. And you're right. The game has changed. But the thing
yes.
is, if you can, and there's people that want the latest and greatest thing right when it comes out. If you can wait maybe a month or two down the road, you're going to save yourself a bundle of money.
You're going to save yourself a bundle of money, and you're also going to save with all the bugs that will come out, like Windows 8. Still a little early.
I was going to ask about that. Is that
not a little early to probably purchase something with Windows 8? I experienced my first Windows 8 last week. A big difference. A lot of things have changed from Windows 8 from Windows 7. Our recommendation is usually wait 3 to 4 months
right.
before whenever it comes out, because there's always the little bitty bugs that are in it that they haven't worked out.
And that's Windows. That's an interesting thing, because you had Windows and Windows Vista, which I think that was like the biggest
flop
that ever came out. Now, personally, I liked it.
Right.
But, man, it got razzed big time.
It did. It did. I mean, you went from XP, which worked out great for everybody, and mm-hmm. then you went to Vista, which turned out to be a flop that wasn't compatible with a lot of programs, printers,
you
things
like that.
You knew that
when the new Windows came out shortly.
And then
whoops.
Windows 7 seemed to be much better, and
right.
Windows 8. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
Now, Sarah, I'm going to switch gears here while we have you here. The Litchfield Public Library, how are things going with the library?
It's great. It's funny you talk about technology. When I started at the library, we had one public computer, and now we have 10. Plus, we have Wi-Fi. We're getting ready to start up a winter reading program, which we've never done before,
mm-hmm.
To encourage reading over the cold weather when it's nasty outside. You can curl up with a good book. And then towards the end of February, we'll hold a reception for all of the participants to come and win prizes and things like that. And it's for adults and children.
What's the number? If there's a book that people come to the library and say, hey, is it here? What's the one book that everyone's asking for?
50 Shades of Grey. 50 Shades of Grey. That's a trilogy by E.L. James.
Okay.
It when it first came
out. It's nice to know we've moved past Harry Potter.
Yes, Harry Potter, it's finished. Twilight is finished.
Oh, thank you.
I still like Twilight.
Sorry.
We have those authors that people just can't wait to get in line for. James Patterson, Nora Roberts, Sandra Brown, Vince Flynn. We have something at the library called Stax Selection Club. Stax is our cat, in case you didn't know that. We have a cat in the library. Her name is Stax, and she has her own collection club. You can come in and fill out a paper.
Stax is like Oprah then, huh?
Yes, yes.
Oh, okay.
And I think she's just about as spoiled as Oprah. you can come in and let us know what your favorite authors are, and we'll put you on the list automatically. So when the new James Patterson comes out, you're on the list. You don't have to call and say, did I put my name on Private London? You're on there.
Okay. What about Hunger Games? Is that a hot...
is still very popular. Things go in cycles. When a movie comes out, it's like, I never read those. Now I want to read the book. Twilight was the total opposite. Harry Potter was the total opposite. They read the books, and then they wanted the movie. Hunger Games is not that way. They saw the movie, and now they want the book. There's another series by Cassandra Clare that they're getting ready to make a movie out of.
That's what I was going to say. Is there another series that's about ready to...
The Mortal Instruments series, and that's going to be a movie.
Okay.
And people are wanting those books. One of our most popular sections at the library is young adults. We have kids of all ages from fifth grade all the way up to adults reading that section. It's the third most popular circulation as far as statistics.
You know, Uncle Ralph, one thing I love about this time is we're in the holiday season. Drive by the Litchfield Public Library and how beautiful that courtyard is with all the Christmas decorations and that. I don't know if it's you guys that put that up or if it's
the city of Litchfield, actually. Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable. I mean, it is so beautiful out there.
Yeah, we was by there last night and remarked about how nice it looked. And, you know, we've sat here for the last 20 minutes and talked about computers and stuff. And it's interesting listening to this young lady talk about all the things that's going on at the library. And you would think that everything that's available to me or you sitting at our desk at home or the kitchen table, what would we need the library for? But libraries today, visiting with people in Hillsborough and you here this morning, seems like they're popular, more popular than ever. People coming in and wanting this or that, as you stated, and that's great. I'm glad to hear that because there definitely is a place for public libraries.
Oh, absolutely. And you're seeing a lot of libraries, not just Litchfield, but a lot of them expand and better their offerings of what they present. And I think what we talked about earlier with the iPads and the Kindles and that going electronic, that I think that down the road provides another avenue that would better serve the people who utilize the library.
It's a totally different way to get your books, and you can do it from home. You don't have to come in the library. Once you get set up with your account, you can check out a book sitting at McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
Any place that you have Wi-Fi, you can access your OverDrive account and download. There are wait times, just like there are in regular libraries, because there's only one copy of a book, and it's just like a book. If one person has it out, you have to wait for it. But they're a great way to read on the go.
Absolutely. Sarah, Rhonda, it's always a pleasure having you here.
Thank you.
Talking about computer safety and all that stuff. Rhonda, anyone seeking more information or they may have a question regarding their electronics. What's the number that they can call you at and get that information on how to resolve a problem?
Give me a call at Save You Tech. It's 324-0608, or come in and see me at 226 North State. I can help you out, get that computer questions answered for you, and get one ordered for you if you're interested in for the computer season and Christmas season.
And then, of course, Sarah, you can always be found at the public library in Litchfield. And that number is?
324-3866. You can also check out our website at www.litchfieldpubliclibrary.org.
All right. And Uncle Ralph coming up next week. Zach Weigel and Leslie Pollard will be our guests. We're going to whet the appetite a little bit about Stamp Out Cancer.
Yeah.
And that's going to be the big fundraiser for the Montgomery County Cancer Association. I think that comes up next week. I don't know. The way time flies, it feels like it'll be here next week.
It'll be in January, but they are going to have an advanced ticket sale this Saturday at the Hillsboro Moose, I believe, from noon to sometime. So
be on the lookout for that. And, of course, we'll have plenty of guests lined up for you for all this month. And that's going to do it for the Wednesday Talk Show. Until next time, we'll talk to you next week. So long.